time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. Hey there, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
I'd love to hear more about these beautiful perennial flowers that we're seeing right now. They're blooming, they're gorgeous, and they look really delicate, but I understand that they're actually pretty hardy and easy to maintain. Tell us more about the Japanese anemones.
Yeah, Japanese anemones are a great mix of a hardy, tough plant that has beautiful, delicate flowers. They're blooming now. They start in August, go right up until frost, and they're also called the wind flower because they grow up about 4 feet tall, but the flowers are suspended on these wiry little stems, and you have these daisy-like white or pink flowers just kind of floating in the breeze. They look gorgeous when a nice light breeze blows through them, and it's always fun to watch the bees and butterflies trying to hang on as they're trying to get the pollen from them, too, because they love them as much as we do. So there's a number of different varieties you can grow of Japanese anemones. There's Honorine Joubert, which is an heirloom white variety. There's Bressingham Glow, which is a double pink variety. And then there's a variety called Whirlwind. It only gets about 2 feet tall. So that's a nice one to grow in the front of a border or maybe even in a container. They grow well in full sun or part shade. We actually grow ours on the east side of our house, so they get some afternoon shade, and they do really well there. But they also really need moist soil that's well drained. So that's really key, especially if you have them in full sun. Once you do that, they'll grow up. They come back year after year. In fact, they can get a little aggressive. So in the spring, you're probably going to want to have to divide or prune back the bunch of them so that they get a little smaller because they may invade some of the plants around them. But that gives you an opportunity to take some of those plants and then put them in other places, such as woodland areas or wildflower meadows or along a stream. Anywhere where they'll have a little bit of shade, but also have some nice moist soil. They'll do well there and they'll spread around. So Japanese anemones, if you're looking for a nice fall flower to complement your monk's hoods, your ornamental grasses, your hydrangeas that are blooming, or your sedums, this could be the one for you.
Here's a question for you, Charlie, from Chandra Kala in Montpelier. And they say, I live in Montpelier and I want to plant cold weather hardy roses. What do you suggest?
Ah, some cold hardy roses. I think the best thing to do is to look north because the Canadians have been breeding cold hardy roses for a number of years. There's a couple different groups of them that they have. There's one called the Canadian Explorer Series, named after famous Canadian explorers. There's a climber called William Baffin that many people have heard about. That's a really nice hardy rose, a single pink flower, grows up about 8 feet or so tall. We have ours on our west side of our house that gets a lot of wind and sun and ice and snow. And it comes back consistently year after year. There's also some shrub rose versions like John Cabot and John Davis. These are smaller ones, 4 or 5 feet tall, nice in a mixed shrub border. And those will bloom really consistently as well. So look for the Canadian Explorer series out of Ontario. If you really want some tough ones, there's the Parkland series out of Manitoba. Not a lot of things that are warm out in Manitoba in the winter. So you can get the Morden series. This is Morden Centennial, Morden Fire Glows, a number of them in there. They're hardy to zone 3 and 4, really tough roses, really consistent bloomers. You can also look for some of the species roses, like Rosa rugosa, for example, or the Rosa gallica or the damask rose. Some of these old-fashioned species roses are pretty tough, and they'll be able to survive a winter. They'll only flower once in early summer, but they'll still be worth having there because they'll be so tough. If you have some tender roses, one thing you can do is pile bark mulch around the base of that plant, like around Thanksgiving time, to cover about a foot of the base of it. And then in the spring, just cut off the dead growth, remove that mulch, and you'll be able to get that rose to make it through the winter.
Sounds good. If you've got a question for Charlie Nardozzi about your gardens or your plants or your landscape, then send it to us at vpr.org. Thanks so much, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.